Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This morning we look at those last three verses of today's gospel reading under the title, Solid Declaration. Your brothers and sisters, I tend to be a little tentative when I'm trying to use contemporary slang, so I did some research hoping that I'm not going to be too far off this morning, because I want to make sure that I don't really want to offend or mislead anyone. The word solid has many different uses these days. It can be used to mean superior or excellent. So excellent that it cannot be anything less than awesome. Now, solid also means to do someone a favor, as in do me a solid. The word solid also means trustworthy. With this understanding, I believe that it is accurate to say that Jesus made a solid declaration a little bit earlier in our gospel reading, where he says to the disciples, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you. Now this is verifiably solid, because of what we know took place on the day we're celebrating today, Pentecost. We read the story a few minutes ago in our God at Work story and then retold it for the children. But this morning I want to put the pieces leading up to today all together. Step one comes on Maundy Thursday when Jesus is walking with his disciples from the upper room on the way to the Garden of Gethsemane. That's where Jesus speaks the words in today's gospel lesson, where he says to them, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. Then, as we recounted a week ago today in our God at Work time, Jesus ascended into heaven 40 days after Easter. And as he rose up, a cloud hid him from the disciples' sight. Jesus went away. And now today, as we read a moment ago, when the feast of Pentecost had came, the disciples were all together in one place. Without warning, there was a sound like a strong wind, gale force. No one could tell where it came from. It filled the whole building. Then, like a wildfire, the Holy Spirit spread through their ranks, and they started speaking in a number of different languages as the Spirit prompted them. That's when Peter stood up and, backed by the other 11, spoke out with bold urgency. Fellow Jews, all of you who are visiting Jerusalem, listen carefully and get this story straight. This is what the prophet Joel announced would happen. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my Spirit on every kind of people. Your sons will prophesy, also your daughters. Your young men will see visions. Your old men dream dreams. Yes, what Jesus had told his disciples was trustworthy. The event was no less than awesome, and it was a great favor that Jesus did for his disciples. It was a totally solid declaration. And if that one line earlier in the gospel reading is a solid declaration, the rest of what Jesus has to say, we can expect to be just as solid. So listen again to a little bit more of that solid declaration from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. I better pause right there for a moment and talk about that other word in today's title, declaration. A declaration is a formal announcement of the beginning of something. It is a statement regarding how the future will be. You see, once again, what we are reading today is a solid declaration from Jesus. And as so often occurs, it's easy to divide it into three parts to help us understand. First, as I read a moment ago, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. Question is, who do you think the Holy Spirit listens to? Well, if he's going to be guiding us into the truth, he must be listening to Jesus. For Jesus is the truth. And so the promise really is that this Holy Spirit will guide us into Jesus. And that's a good thing. Because, you know, by nature, we are spiritually blind, dead, and enemies of God. We would never, ever find the truth on our own, let alone enter into it without a strong and reliable guide. But the Holy Spirit is sent as our guide. And now we also know that God's Word, the Bible, is truth. So what the Holy Spirit keeps on doing is trying to get you and me into God's Word. That's why we distribute portals of prayer here to as many people as possible. Why we encourage all of you to be involved in one of our faith, hope, love small groups. And why we have cross-training for youth and the flock for children. That's why on every weekday from our website, there is a different little ministry that gets God's Word out in different ways to get into the hearts and minds of people. These are all tools that the Holy Spirit uses to guide you into the truth, to guide you and me into Jesus. And why is that so important, so valuable? Why is it so solid? Well, you know, we hear an awful lot of contradictory voices all around us as we go through life in this world. But God does two very special things to us in His Word. He transforms our hearts and informs our minds. And we're not going to get any of that same stuff from those outside voices. In fact, many times they will plainly and simply contradict or oppose what God would seek to do in us through His Word. Well, let's listen a little more to what Jesus goes on to say in this solid declaration. Whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. Who knows the future? Do you? I sure know I don't. Do financial forecasters know the future? Do the weathermen know the future? Do palm readers know the future? You know, they don't know it either. The only one who knows the future is God Himself. The one to whom 1,000 years are like a day. But part of the solid, trustworthy declaration of the Holy Spirit is that He tells us what is to come. Well, let me give you three fairly familiar, simple illustrations of solid declarations of the Holy Spirit given to us about the future. One from Psalm 23. Truly, goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Or how about these words of Jesus from Matthew 14? Many will fall away and betray one another. Many false prophets will arise and lead many astray. The love of many will grow cold. This gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the world, and then the end will come. One more from Revelation 21. God will wipe away every tear from your eyes, and death will be no more. Neither will there be mourning or crying or pain anymore. Behold, Jesus says, I am making all things new. These are all solid declarations given to us by the Holy Spirit in this inspired, true Word of God that we find in the Scriptures. And that's not all. We go back to the last two verses of the Gospel reading, where Jesus goes on to say, he will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Now, notice this introduces another use of that word declaration. A declaration is also a listing of goods and properties and so forth. In other words, what he's saying here is that whatever the Father owns, he freely shares with his Son. He declares it to him. And then the Holy Spirit takes it all and shares it with you and me. Think for a moment what this includes. God's righteousness and holiness, his peace, his joy, his love, heaven. All this is declared to be yours and mine through the solid declaration of the Holy Spirit. So do you think it is to our advantage that Jesus went away? I sure do. Since he has gone, he has sent us one incredible helper named the Holy Spirit. He is the one who guides us. Blind, dead, and rebellious souls as we are, he guides us in all truth. He guides us into our life in Jesus, where we freely receive forgiveness, life, and eternal salvation. And then he declares to us what is to come, assuring us that there is no reason whatsoever to be afraid or to worry. We will be taken care of, even if the world falls apart and gets darker and darker. And then, as if that's not enough, he also bequeaths to us all that is the Father's: his righteousness and holiness, his peace, love and joy, heaven itself. These promises, my friends, are solid. They are trustworthy and true. They are beyond excellent. Use any kind of superlative you want is where they fall. They are better than the best of the best that the world can ever offer. Wow. And this is what we are celebrating here today, which, by the way, is why in the church calendar, Pentecost is just as important as Christmas and Easter. Yes, brothers and sisters, the Spirit of truth has come. He is ours. And this is his solid declaration to you and me. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. On Christ, the solid rock, that trustworthy rock that is no less than awesome, on Christ, the solid rock, we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. O Holy Spirit, come to us on this day and declare us to be solid in him, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And may now the peace of God that passes all human understanding be in your hearts and minds by the power of the Holy Spirit this day and forever. Amen. We use